pleasure is all mine. Thank you.
Come on back anytime. Okay. Anything else you want folks to know listening?
Take care of yourself. Turn off the news and just try to have a good time. You know, there's a lot of nasty things going on, but we live in a beautiful place here in San Francisco. There's beauty all around us. It's spring. Everything is popping up. Take a look. Get off your phone. Look around. Explore your city like a tourist. You'll have a great time. And watch your wallet.
Well, yeah, that too, but not too bad. It could be a lot worse, I would say.
But I had a good time. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
You're welcome. Come on back.
It's the House of Pride Show with your host, Rika Turner.
All right, we're going to continue with the top 10 countdown with the number 9 position. This song is called Legends. Number 9. Check it out.
Strange, always in fashion. It takes you by the tongue. Go far on the obsession. You wanna live before you're done. Night creatures out making waves. Hands on the 21.
House of Pride Show with your host, Tweeka Turner. Yeah, I love that song. Thanks, Tom, for sending that one to my attention. That's called Legends. Let's move on to number 8. Coming in at number 8 position on the House of Pride Top 10 Countdown, What Dreams Are Made Of. Listening to the House of Pride Show with your host, Tweeka Turner. And I do believe we have our next artist on the phone with us live. Can you hear us?
Yeah, you sure do. Hi.
Hi, it's the one and only Marco Middlesex. Let me turn you up, Marco. How you doing today?
I am doing pretty darn good. You know, I live on a farm in Napa, so, you know, just busy doing the farm life thing and promoting the new single.
Yes, tell us about it. It's called Into Infinity.
Yes, Into Infinity. So I wrote the song actually quite a few years ago, and there was only ever the original production that I did, you know, with Leo Frappier. Go ahead.
Shout out to Leo.
Yes, absolutely. So anyway, there's been a couple of remixes done in the past, But there's a new DJ that I started to collaborate with recently named DJ Captivate, and he hails from the United Kingdom. So he's been listening to my stuff and said, you know, I would love to remix a couple of your original songs. So Into Infinity is the first one that he's remixed, and he's going to be remixing probably my most popular song, and you remember this one, Breath of My Life.
Yes.
So he's going to be doing his retro, techno, ambient, trancey, you know, yeah, vibe on it. Yeah.
Awesome. So what is the track that you sent me that we're going to be listening to today?
This is Into Infinity. This is the DJ Captivate 2026 remix.
I love it. And congratulations. You are in at a respectful number 7 on the top 10 House of Pride countdown.
Oh, wow. 7 with a bullet, eh? That's awesome.
Lucky, lucky number. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Stay tuned. So why don't you do the honors coming in at number 7. Give us the announcement.
Sure. So coming in at number 7 with a bullet on the House of Pride Top 10 created by the wonderful Tweeka Turner is my new remix, Into Infinity, by a remix by DJ Captivate. There you go.
All right. Now you heard it here on House of Pride Radio. Thank you, Marco. And here is your hot track.
Thanks, love. Bye.
Bye-bye. Listening to the House of Pride show with our top 10 hot countdown. That was Until Infinity by Marco Middlesex. Coming in now at number 6 is a great remix of this number 1 song around the world, Fate of Ophelia by Taylor Swift. Everyone knows it. It's been number 1 in the United States on the Hot 100 Billboard countdown. But there's a bunch of great remixes, and I'm loving this remix now that we're going to play for you. By Robbie Carrington. Check it out. Number 666. Robbie, hold on. Let me turn down your remix a little bit before we get into the meat of your remix so we can talk about it. Oh, my God. I'm so glad you're available. Thanks for joining.
I had a quick moment. I was going to run up to, I had to run some errands real quick, and I was getting in my truck, and I'm like, oh, Twig is texting me.
I know, on the fly. So sorry. But thank you for joining us. We're live from San Francisco Pride, House Pride Radio. Where are you?
I'm actually in Pensacola, Florida, which is my ultimate home base. And then Fort Lauderdale is in Wilt Manors is my it's kind of my second home place.
Perfect.
So I go back and forth.
Yeah, you probably work out there a lot.
I do. Yeah, I do. I work here and there, both. So I'm back and forth a lot.
Well, tell us about this particular remix. Where I found it was on the Matt Consola's Blast Out for Swooshcraft Music, which I subscribe to. But it's really resonating. I love it. I play it when I DJ. Tell us about what you were thinking when you put your production skills into the remix.
So, obviously Taylor's, is such a huge artist. And, when I typically do remixes, I am a Taylor fan by far, and don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But when I do remixes, I do a lot of, top 40 artists, Lady Gaga, for instance, and this is my, this is my first Taylor, but it was just something about the song. And it wasn't the, how it kind of spiked and it got huge and bigger and bigger. It was just something about the lyrics and the way she did the vocals. I'm like, I for some reason, I'm gonna be a Taylor hit, and I'm gonna run with it. And so I've gotta put my little twist on it. And, I kind of did my, I did kind of more of a tech house version Affiliate.
Definitely so. House elements in there, which is my favorite genre. I agree with you. What attracted me to this particular song is the melodics of it.
Yes.
It really grabs you. It's emotional.
Right.
And it goes with the messaging, the way those chords are.
I have the vocal version, obviously it's what you're playing. And then, I have a more of a kind of a dub version, which is, it's less vocal and it's just more of the instrumental part. But what I tried to shoot for was really the build up of the kind of the middle of the song is the sense there of the horns in the background and how it drops out. And I was really wanting to have that kind of intense moment with that song and with those vocals. So I personally thought it came out pretty decent. Of course, I didn't really expect it to go number one or anything like that. I did it for sending it out on the MAPS charts, and I've got a lot of support with those guys. And I appreciate the you telling me about it, and I thought it came out well, and I still play it today.
Absolutely. Like I mentioned, number one around the world, the original version, still being played on all the, top 40 dance-oriented charts, even here in San Francisco, on the number one station. So, yeah, it's, it's old song, right? But it's still resonating. Nowadays, on Billboard Hot 100, a song will stay on, like Teddy Swims was on for over, a year and a half or 2 years or something.
Correct.
They finally just had to, axe it off. It was just... they created the limits now.
You're right. And just when you think that you've, a lot of people are thinking, I've heard this song, God, so many times, and something. Well... Which is true, but it's still on the charts for a certain reason, and it's not just because who it is; it's because it is continuously getting played, and there's a ton of online and likes and followers about that. So it works. I mean, Taylor ultimately over the years, she originally was not one of my she wasn't one of my fans because obviously I don't drive toward the top 40 artists a lot of times, but over the past couple of years, Taylor really has she's just put out some songs that I'm like, damn good, and it's just really, really good.
I agree with you exactly. I wasn't really in tune. It was sort of more geared toward younger audience demographic, I'd say, but yeah, she's matured a bit in terms of the aesthetics that she's putting out there. I can identify with it, like I mentioned the melodics. I'm a sucker for that kind of stuff.
Honestly, Twig, I'll say one last thing about Taylor. I have a buddy that was a radio station. Our radio station manager, top 40 station in New Orleans for about 15 years, and of course she came about I want to say 3 or 4 years ago to New Orleans. And of course, it was a big ordeal. You know, they boosted it up for, you know, about a year out, you know, getting free tickets and, you know, and supporting the whole nine yards. Well, he, out of all people, got a 2 hour one on one with her behind stage, or you know, behind the stage, and did all kinds of things, and just, you know, and had this interview with her, and just down to earth person, and I think honestly, I think that was another key moment where I kind of switched. I'm like, you know, I'm gonna pay a little bit more attention to her.
Absolutely. So, without further ado, let's listen to the rest of your remix here on House Pride Radio. And, hey, come on back for a longer interview sometime if you're
available.
Let's
do it. I appreciate it. Hey, thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Why don't you go ahead and set us up for this remix?
Thank you. Taylor Swift, State of Avilia, right here. Robbie Kerrigan remix right here.
All right. You heard it here. House Pride Radio. Thank you, Robbie.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Jamie, hold on a second. Yes, hold on 1 second. Listen, get this mixed down in volume so I can hear you.
Okay.
We're just listening to Robbie Kerrigan's Fate of the Ophelia remix. Coming in at number, where are we at? Got to do another shout out for him. Number 6 on the chart, but we have you down this week on the Hot Top 10 Countdown at number 8 and moving up. Can you tell us a little bit about your track?
Yeah, I have always been a huge fan of Hilary Duff, and when I got the opportunity to reinvent it with Velvet Code, I jumped on it, and it's just been one of my favorite songs to sing since I was a kid, so it's pretty cool to be able to bring that song to like the dance floor, you know?
Absolutely, and we're talking about This Is What Dreams Are Made Of, and sorry, folks, we're talking to the very talented Jamie Adrian. Where are you based?
I'm from Chicago. I live here.
Oh, very cool. You're in good company there.
Oh, yeah, I love it. It's the best city in the whole world.
And is it true that you're a bartender at a gay bar?
Oh, yeah. I work at The Closet. It's the oldest gay bar in the city. It was opened in 1978.
I love it.
I have not been there that long.
Yeah. What's your favorite cocktail this week?
You know, I love me some neutral peach. It's like a seltzer. I've been chugging those down, and I love it.
Vodka soda mix. Yeah,
healthy choice.
Yeah, is that? I've never been to Chicago. Get up to Chicago and go to this bar. Is it also like a dance club area, or just straightforward gay bar?
It's like a pub. We have a 4 or 5 a.m. license, so we close at 4 in the morning. Every day except Saturday, we close at 5.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And music videos, darts, you know, it's super
like a neighborhood, cool neighborhood bar. How did you get into singing? Was it something, a talent you've always had as a young boy, or something you grew into?
I've always loved singing. I grew up with, like, the Y2K era, so, like, Britney and NSYNC and all the pop princesses, and I've just always wanted to do it. Like, I'm super heavily influenced by, like, Europop. Uh-huh. So, like, A-Teens, S Club, Steps, Saturdays, Little Mix. Like, so that's kind of where I got my sound from. But I've always, like, I've never fit in. I can't play sports. I have horrible asthma. I'll stick to singing.
Yeah, you're good at it. Did you take lessons, or is it just a natural talent?
I maybe have taken 10 voice lessons my whole life. Like, before I was on X Factor in 2012. So, like, before I would audition for shows, I would take voice lessons. But other than that, I just kind of taught myself.
Gotcha. So this song is actually on, I believe it's So Fierce is the label that you're on. Working with, shout out to who? Who's the owner of that again?
Velvet Code.
Velvet Code.
Every single song I've done. Yeah.
He's in Canada still, is that right?
Toronto, yeah.
Toronto, yeah, I love it. So I know, remind me, what was the name of the song before this? That was a big hit. I should know the name of it off the top of my head.
Halfway Around the World.
Halfway Around the World. I love that song. It had these elements of familiarity that I kept hearing in my head when I listened to some of those remixes, like You Dropped a House on Me, a Brick House on Me, like that sample from Can You Feel It from the Jacksons. That was, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but that's just a coincidence, but there was like some melodic structure of that, and I'm like, oh my God, that's so fucking cool. But Halfway Around the World was a great song.
Oh, thank you. It's I'm working on a covers album, so it was one of the songs that, like, as a kid, like, it's a group called the A-Teens, and they originally released it, and it was the music that, like, I was, like, the only person that was listening to, like, Swedish pop at 13. So singing that song, I finally was able to bring my own style to it, but it was just a good song that I've loved since it came out, and it's very 2000s, and, you know, I just love singing that song.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorites.
And do you perform live at venues, or what's coming up for you?
Right now, I'm just working on finishing this covers album, and then I started writing the third album. So just kind of just finishing all that stuff off.
Yeah, doing a lot of production.
Yeah.
So but is it in your cards to perform live on stages?
I have. I've done Manchester Pride like three or four times.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah.
I got to open for The Wanted when they were touring in the States. That was amazing because I idolize them too. Like, I love British pop, if you can't tell.
You said it was one of your influences, so yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, and then I've done like a couple of prides around the city. I've done Chicago, Palm Springs. So I'm trying to get out there. But people really like the new music, so I'm really happy that they enjoy, like, songs that I love to sing.
Yeah. So, folks, if you're ever in Chicago, go visit, what's the name of that bar?
The Closet.
The Closet.
Yeah,
I think we've come a long way, but it's an old bar.
Yeah, I broke that door down a long time ago.
Yeah, girl. I hear you. Well, you're looking fierce, you're sounding fierce, and I'm so excited for the future of this this full album of songs. Can't wait to hear it. Come on back on House Party Radio anytime you like, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate you wanting me to even be on the show, so that means a lot. Thank you.
You got it, girl. All right, you take care. The one and only Jamie Adrian. All right, bye-bye now. Folks, we got to move on with this countdown. We're moving on up to, number five. It's an honor for me to actually be represented on this project by Wynn Marinek, and the title of the song is Free. He wrote this song. It's a great pride song, and he has me doing a mix. It's at my Tweaker Turner House Mix. Check it out right here on House Pride Radio Top 10 Countdown. We'll be right back. And number four this week in the Hot Fry Top 10 Countdown, It's Hard in My Heart by the one and only Roman. Jason, how are you?
Are you, sweetie?
Good, let me turn you up.
Hold on a minute, I think I'm losing you.
No, you got me. Can you hear me? Yeah, just turning you up. We're live here at House of Pride Radio on a new location in San Francisco at Radio Valencia. And what a nice honor to have you here as we usher in your new song coming in at number 3 on the Top 10 Countdown this week on House of Pride Radio, entitled All This Time. Can you tell us a little bit about this production?
I would love to. So this particular song has been it's a cover. It's one of my favorite songs ever. Jonathan Peters and Silver Logan Sharp did it back in 2005, and I fell in love with it then. I was on Junior's label at the time, and I just became obsessed with this song, and I always wanted to cover it. So we worked it out, and I was finally able to do it. Tony Moran and George Biston did a version of it, and my good friend DJ Strobe just completed a disco tech ish version. But I'm just so happy that it's seen the light of day, because it's been like a labor of love for me. So to see it happen is really wonderful. I'm really happy about it.
Awesome. I love it. How many remixes do you have?
I believe there are just 3. There's Tony and George's original. I think there's a Mike Lorello mix and DJ Strobe. So there's just 3.
Those are great remixes. And Tony Moran, what a legend. And you guys are friends. You've known each other a while, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, you go way back.
We go way, way back.
I think we talked about this. You guys, what was the first project that you worked on?
With Tony?
Yeah.
He remixed a record of mine called Set It Free. That was the first time. But then we reconnected and we did a bunch of stuff together from like 2016 to 2019. But So Happy was where we had reconnected. That was the song that we did.
Yeah, that was a great one too. Mm-hmm. So you're coming out with one or two a year, it seems. Are you also performing in different venues?
Yeah, I'm with Music Plant Records with Georgie Porgy.
Yes, up in Chicago.
In Miami. Yeah, we're in Miami right now.
Will you tell him I said hello? The music.
I will.
Music
week. I will. I will.
Miami Music Conference.
We're doing Barbara Tucker's party tonight.
Oh, that's right. I went down there years ago, and it was the same thing, like a Barbara Tucker party. Where is it this year?
It's at 800 Lucky.
Yeah, folks, anyone listen to us, 800 Lucky, that's on Miami Beach,
yes.
I want to say. And
It's in Wynwood. Come down. It's going to be cute.
Yeah. Let's see, you're a three-hour difference, so it's late afternoon.
Yes.
Taking the stage tonight?
Yes, we're going to be singing a little later. My friends Neil Willis and Emma M are spinning right now. Georgie's going to play later. So it's going to be super fun.
Oh, my God. I wish I was there, Don. I'm stuck in San Francisco. But tell Georgie and Barbara to send me links to their new stuff. I love their music.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of both of them.
No problem.
But in the meantime...
No problem. I will.
Yeah, in the meantime, let's play your song, All of This. Can you set us up for it? You're number three this week.
I'm number three. Are you serious?
Yeah, girl.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
On a House of Pride Top 10 Countdown.
You're listening to All This Time from Jason Walker. And I appreciate the love. Totally. Thank you so much, honey.
You're welcome. We love you. And we'll talk to you again. Have a great time. Break a heel tonight on the stage.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I will. Thanks, babe.
You're welcome. Here it is, All This Time, Jason Walker. coming in at number two this week on the House of Pride. Top 10 Countdown. It is great. Where is my husband?
You already tested my patience. I don't see me taking time with other women that hate me. You have been reviewing other cases. Wait till I put my hands on him. I tell him I'm too far along. He got me waiting, anticipating, praying to the Lord to give me to my lonely home. Satisfy my frustration. Just leave me, leave me. All my heart is just for him. Is he far away? Find me in the old
coming in at number two, so we got a segue into the number one position, which is actually number one in the USA right now on Billboard Hot 100. It's the one and only Bruno Mars. We love him with Just As I Am. I just might.
Ooh, so girl, if you talk like you walk, come and talk to me.